Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Back in 2009, metal fans across the globe celebrated as Metallica received rock's highest honor, induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And some of those fans were lucky enough to be in the room and a part of history that night, as it was the first ceremony to ever be open to the public. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers inducted the group and perfectly summed up fellow bassist the late, great Cliff Burton by sharing the importance and magnitude of the legacy he left behind. James Hetfield got the crowd amped up, affirming how this night truly belongs to them. He gave shout-outs to bands like Deep Purple, Rush, Alice Cooper, Judas Priest, and others for inviting Metallica through that door, many of whom would later go on to also be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In 1984, I was on tour with my band in the middle of America somewhere. It was around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We were all crammed into our van with all our equipment. It was raining outside, tired, been on the road. And this music comes on the radio, and I couldn't believe that it fucking existed. It was like I had been living in this normal world where I knew what everything was that came on the radio, and all of a sudden my mind was being blown by this beautiful, violent thing that was unlike anything I had ever heard before in my life. That's right. I was just riveted to the radio, and all I could do, I was just staring at the radio, just staring. I was like, what the fuck? Holy shit! And I'm sitting there with Anthony, I'm just like, dude, this is amazing! I was totally floored by this music. I just didn't know what to make of it. It had loud guitars and hollering, and it was fast as lightning. But it wasn't punk rock, it wasn't heavy metal, but it was precise and explosive and heavy, but quick on its feet. It just totally stood by itself, and it was standing boldly. It was aggressive and intense, and it had these really wild and bizarre rhythm changes, but it still held together as a bitchin' ass song. I was singing along with it by the end, though it certainly wasn't using any conventional pop song pattern that I had ever heard. I don't know what it was. I didn't know what it was, but the only thing I knew for sure is that it was a mighty thing. That song was Fight Fire with Fire. Yeah. And it opened up my mind to the mighty force of nature that is Metallica. As time went by, I discovered this genre of music known as speed metal, thrash metal, whatever you want to call it. And I heard lots of other bands tapping a similar vein, but none of them came close to putting it all together like Metallica. Some might have more virtuosity, some might be crazier, and some are just really good and interesting bands. But whatever the intangible elements are that make a band the best, Metallica has them. They're for real. You can put all the best musicians in the world together in a room, create your dream fantasy band, and it doesn't mean that the sparks will fly when they start playing together. There are divine forces at work that make magic things happen, and in the rare instances when that magic happens in a band, it's not something that you can add up with regular math. It's a cosmic chemistry, and it is inexplicable. If it was merely a matter of a list of certain ingredients to make the amazing band, then anyone could do it, but that is impossible, because it is truly a holy and magical fucking thing, and it only happens when the spiritual powers that be say so. So, if you ask, why does it rock? The answer to that question, to quote the great Louis Armstrong, is if you have to ask, you will never know. When Metallica started in 1981, they didn't really take your typical path to success. I don't know if massive stardom and selling a zillion records was on their mind when they were getting the ball rolling, but if they were aiming to become one of the most successful rock bands of all time that they have become, they sure were going about it in a kooky way. In the world of 3-minute long catchy pop songs that dominated the radio, these Metallica guys were writing and playing 10-minute long songs that blasted your face off. I don't think they were sitting around wondering how they could be a bunch of fancy rock stars. I just think they wanted to do some rocking. their motivation was and is pure. The fact that they have connected with the world in the way that they have is phenomenal. They have become a household name with music that is anything but mainstream. This is outsider music. And for it to do what it has done is truly mind-blowing. Well, you know, one thing I know for sure is that they must have been thinking they were going to break into Casey Kasem's Top 40 Countdown on their debut record, Kill 'Em All. They were really going straight for the hit single with the song Anesthesia Pulling Teeth. Because I got to tell you, a 5-minute long bass solo, it's a ticket to commercial success, you know. Being a bass solo myself, that song is one of the great moments in rock history for the electric bass guitar. Cliff Burton was an outstanding, superb, deep, and wicked virtuoso of a bass player. In rock music, the majority of bass solos you hear are self-indulgent, overly technical, show-offy, and mostly kind of boring, you know? Every Cliff Burton bass solo I've ever heard is a soulful, psychedelic, head-banging expression that rocks your world, trips your brain out, and gets the house rocking. A beautiful piece of music played by an awesome rocker of a young man, a masterpiece of a human being. And when I hear him play, I hear a dude that knew his shit. He was a serious musician who delved into it with all the love and passion that is obvious in his playing. The worst tragedy that could ever happen to anyone, in my opinion, is that when they die, they never sang their song that was inside of them. They never gave the gift that was inside of them. But the beautiful opposite of that is that if you pass away and you know that you sang your song, you gave your gift, which is what Cliff Burton did, then that is the greatest accomplishment that I could ever hope for anybody. The space that he created in the history of music will last forever. No one else can ever fill it. He was one of a kind. And I can never listen to any Metallica record without thinking of him. It is clear that the gift he gave lives on in that band's music, be he live or be he dead. And I say, God bless Cliff Burton, he rules. When I hear Metallica, I get this feeling that they are doing something that they have to do. Like there is this thing in them wound up so tight that they have to let it out, let that thing uncoil. It has to be released. An infinite well of sadness, a hell of a lot of pain and anger, but mostly a lot of love for the process that they have created for releasing this stuff. It is always really absurd to me when I hear people speak of heavy music, angry, aggressive music, as being negative or healthy for children, so on, blah, blah, blah. Firstly, the playing of ferocious music is the healthiest release of anger for the performer of it. It is alchemy, it is a metamorphosis. It is turning something potentially destructive and a source of misery into something beautiful, something rocking and something uplifting for the band and for the audience. The tradition of pain and hurt being a muse for great art is one of the greatest rites of passage for any artist and that which touches us most deeply. Anyone who has ever been to a Metallica show and banged their head and thrown up the devil horns has been a part of something great for humanity. All those kids at a show rocking so hard to the brutal beat of Metallica have come together for those couple of hours in a way as healthy as any spiritual exercise, any group meditation, any love-in, anything. It is uplifting and it brings people together. I love all music. But I say that Metallica has done as much to bring people together and bring joy into their lives as any hippie peace and love music ever has. For the people who give it up and get rocked by Metallica, the world is a lot less of a lonely place. When a person gets rocking to their music, everything else disappears and that person is just one with the rock. It is an inexplicable, awesome thing and I bow down to it. Metallica's career is a huge dynamic thing. They have done it all. They have worked their way up from nothing, written and rocked the jams that rocked the world. Metallica is fucking rad. The music is bitchin'. It is unbelievable. The thing is, they continue to rock on. Whatever gets thrown at them, they persevere and they get stronger. They are a family. And it is as intense and inventive as ever. If you're gonna have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and if you're gonna be really disciplined and strict about only ever allowing bands in it that have been true originals and that without question single-handedly furthered the evolution of the art form of rock and roll music, that pushed the envelope of what rock music is and that inspired countless others to try and follow in their footsteps on the new trail they blazed, then by that strictest criteria, you gotta have Metallica in it. Metallica rules. Metallica is heavy. James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After the break, we'll hear from members of Metallica on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
My name is Ray Burton. I'm Cliff Burton's dad. Am I getting closer? All right, how's this? Can everybody hear me? Great. After that speech, reminds me of an old radio show, Can You Top This? I thought that speech was absolutely fantastic. But I just want to thank the Hall of Fame Selection Committee for selecting these wonderful young men behind me. And they're a great group. And the thing I've always liked about them is you see them play in person and you just immediately get a big smile on your face. There's something about them that just brings a smile on. It's a degree of happiness that they have a great ability to perform that way. So anyway, what else? I'll cut it short. But there is one person that I want to mention, the person that I think was Metallica and certainly Cliff Burton's greatest fan, and that was Cliff's mother, Jan. And with that, I thank you very much and enjoy the rest of the evening.
How's it going? It's been a wonderful weekend. It's just so wonderful to be included in this whole thing. Pretty overwhelmed at this point. Kind of been levitating for the last few days. And it's still happening. But I would like to take a moment to recognize and thank the following wonderful human beings. My mother and my father, and my entire family for their love, support, and encouragement, and to all of our families for their sacrifices and understanding over time. Much love to my friends everywhere, near and far. You know who you are out there. Thank you, man. Thank you. Extra special thanks to the love of my life, Nicole, for standing by me through the last 7 years of challenges and adventures. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my sweet. Much love and respect to former bandmates and comrades and thrash metal pioneers Flotsam and Jetsam. and Metallica. Thank you, James, Kirk, Lars, so much for giving me the opportunity to share the experiences of these amazing, bountiful decades of heavy metal ambassadorship and taking our style of music to where it had never been taken before. Thank you for that. Many thanks to the thousands of people that have worked with Metallica over the years, from road crews to recording studios, from record companies to record stores and beyond, all sharing the same Metallica will kick your ass attitude that helped bring us before you tonight. Thank you to the Hall of Fame Foundation for honoring these efforts and our beautifully ugly music. And last and most importantly, my respect and gratitude to all of the Metallica music lovers and fans around the globe. Around the world, and those of you that are here with us tonight, you make us alive, you keep us strong, you are the fuel. Without you, there could be no us. So thank you all very much. Cheers.
Whew. Wow. This is extremely special, amazing. All of my favorite superheroes in the audience tonight, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck. This is a wonderful moment for me. I want to thank those who've inspired me with tremendous resourcefulness, my wonderful, beautiful wife, Chloe, my son, Ty, my beautiful daughter, Lula, who inspire me every day with their artistic ingenuity and their drive. They keep me going, they keep me inspired. I want to thank Mike Muir and Rocky George for the early years with suicidal tendencies, and I might not be here right now if it wasn't for them. I want to thank my wonderful, wonderful mother, Virginia. Mom, I love you. And my father, Leroy, for turning me on to such great music of all styles. No rules on music. Whether it was mariachi music, flamenco, James Brown, or Led Zeppelin, we had it in the house. But most of all, I want to thank Lars, James, and Kirk for giving me the opportunity to contribute to this ongoing masterpiece that is Metallica. And of course, the best fans in the world, the best crew in the world, and the best families in the world. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. I'm a little nervous. Well, first I'd like to start off by thanking the Hall of Fame for this illustrious award. And it's an award like this at a time when Metallica is still current and vital and relevant is just really just an honor. Thank you. Thanks. I'd also like to thank our tribal elders, Cliff Bernstein, Peter Minch, Tony DiCiaccio, et al. For their unconditional faith, guidance, and loyalty, and their ability to say no to us. And also to Bob Rock, Fleming Rasmussen, Rick Rubin, Greg Fiddleman. And I also want to thank my fellow band members, Lars, James, Jason, Rob, and the late Cliff Burton for their love, loyalty, friendship, inspiration, and passion for music, and also to their families. And just thank you for your love and support. Thank you, guys. It's a truly, truly great honor to be with you guys in this wild music adventure. And I'm looking forward to continuing to create inspired music with you guys. Because we've only reached the halfway point in our career, right? Right?
Yeah.
I would also like to thank all the people who have contributed to Metallica's somewhat jokingly quest for world domination. Yes, in particular, Zach, Justin, Mick, and our incredible road crew who we could not do this without. Really. All those thousands of shows we played, I mean, I have to give you guys a shout out. Love you too. I'd also like to thank our most truly wonderful fans all around the world. Because without you guys, none of this would be possible, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'd also like to thank my family, my mother, my beautiful mother right here, and my sister, and more specifically my brother, for encouraging me when I was an angry, confused young teen to follow my instincts and pick up a guitar and pursue my passion. And I'd also like to throw a little mention to Jeff and Jimmy and Joe and Ronnie over here, because you guys have helped shape my whole musical palette. Thank you guys, really amazing, thank you. And last, I would like to thank, with all my heart, my wife, Lonnie, and my two sons, Angel and Enzo, for being so patient and understanding. I love you. Thank you.
You know what? Remember one thing. This is really all about you people up on the balcony. Just remember that. All right? The real reason we are fucking here, for all the people in the balcony, you know that. I think that, I'm just riffing here. I didn't write anything down. I'm just riffing here, so give me 2 minutes. I think rock and roll is about possibilities and about dreams. And the fact that the six of us can be up on the stage tonight, snot-nosed kids, outcasts, loners, who grew up in very different parts of the world in very different situations, and make it here tonight, to this wonderful night in front of all these people down here, in front of some of the great musicians and the talent that are sitting down here in the front row, and in front of all you people up there on the balcony. It, rock and roll truly is about possibilities that can come true and about dreams that can facilitate themselves. And anything is possible if you just have the guts to believe it. And if you believe in whatever can just be in any given moment and ride it and have a smile on your face and have fun with it. Look at us. Metallica's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you fucking believe that? Wow. Last night, we invited about 150 people to come and celebrate this weekend with us. They all flew in from all corners of the world, and they're sitting, you know, in various places in this room. All of you guys played some part in Metallica being here this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you. You all know who you are. I don't need to go through the names, but everyone who traveled from near and far to come and share this great weekend with us, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. We love each and every one of you. Thank you. And lastly, I just want to take a moment and, you know, table 32 down here, or whatever the number is, Miles Lane, Bryce, Sebastian, Skylar, Mario, Connie, Molly, the whole gang. It's beautiful to see you guys here. But especially this gentleman sitting down here with a long gray beard and who still who's still at 81, I believe, has the longest hair in the building, which is pretty fucking cool. I grew up in an incredible rich household. There was music playing when I went to bed. Everything from Dexter Gordon to Miles to Hendrix to Janis to everything. It was still playing when I woke up at 7 a.m. to go to school. But it was such an incredible, rich upbringing, and you taught me everything about being open to all of life's possibilities and to be open to all different kinds of music. And for you to be here and share this moment with me and with the rest of the Scott Notes kids here behind me means more than you'll ever know. So thank you for having that household that gave me such a rich upbringing. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there. We love you. Metallica's in the Rock and Roll Hall of fucking fame. Take that with you.
Can I get a hell yeah? Can I get a hell yeah?
Well, that's louder than I was expecting. There's a lot of love and passion for rock music in this room and talent. I feel the vibe. It feels good. Congratulations to the others who got in tonight. Congratulations to you. And while we're on the subject, we're somewhat of a heavy band, and we have a small list that we'd like to also just put some nods out and maybe plant a little seed. It's a band called Deep Purple, Thin Lizzy, Rush, Kiss, Ted Nugent, Alice Cooper, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Motorhead, who we would love to invite through the door now, all right? I'd like to give some huge gratitude to my higher power for the gift of music and the awareness of my destiny early on in life. Music is my therapy, and I need to do it. I would love to thank my wife, Francesca, for saving my life many times. My children, all three of you are here. Thank you for teaching me how to love. Also, sponsor and program brothers for keeping me out of the gutter and on the stage where I belong. For my brother David, for leaving the keys to his drum kit lying around and letting me raid his record collection and keeping the turntable on and all that good stuff. Everyone also who we've met along the way that has helped us be us. A lot of bands who I can name have fallen because of bad business, and that is another part of the many parts that make a band potent. And we have been fortunate enough to be hooked up with the right people at the right time. And a special big shout out to Cliff Bernstein and Peter Mensch and all at Q Prime for their knowledge and their guidance to help us be the most potent Metallica there could be. I want to thank the fans who are not afraid.
Yeah!
I want to thank the fans who are not afraid to share their lives with us and their faith with unwavering support. Thank you so much. I'd like to dedicate this, my part of this, to young musicians out there who are the next generations of music and expressing their passions. I would also like to dedicate it to quite the opposite, the people who are stuck, the people who are stuck in an image, the people who are stuck and afraid to be honest and dream a big dream. Dream big and dare to fail. I dare you to do that, because this is living proof that it is possible to make a dream come true. Right? Right. Okay. And all members of Metallica, here or not here, thank you so much for being you and being a part of our lives. Yes, and making my life an incredible adventure. And lastly, and greatestly here, I want to thank Lars for calling me so we can include each other in our dreams of being in the greatest heavy metal band in the world. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.